Keaton Glogley with David Rollins. David, let's first start with your start on Tuesday. Tell me what your thoughts were and impressions were.
Well, I just went out and had the tempo that I had when I pitched against Dayton, because when I was working fast and it felt real well when I played Dayton, so I kept the same tempo and just kept the confidence up. And I mean, I've been working into it all week. I just felt real good, felt real confident. I was sitting in the stands the night before, and I was watching the hitters, kind of getting an idea about what they swing at and what they don't, and how bad, or not bad, but like what they like and what they don't like. So, I mean, kind of prepared myself for that also.
Let's touch on your pace, because I know a lot of people around the team and guys in the press box, a lot of the press were talking about that a lot last night. Have you always pitched that quickly?
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't start doing it until my last outing, actually, because my first outing here at home, I was kind of at a slow pace and wasn't really in a good rhythm. And Vince and I, we were talking in the bullpen, and we were talking about getting a quicker pace going. Maybe it'll help me out a little bit, and it really has. And I mean, like I said, I like working quick, and it gets the game pace going a little bit faster, and just the game speed really and the rhythm is what I was really getting into, because when I was going slower, I was kind of leaving balls up, and now I'm working down a lot better, and my off speed's looking way better, so.
The changeup looked good last night. Let's just talk a little bit about your repertoire. What do you throw?
I got a fastball, I got a changeup, and a slider. And I've really been working on the changeup a lot. Really not much on the slider, because, I mean, really not real confident with it. But last night I threw it quite a bit, and I got some pretty good pitches out of it, and had the other guys kind of on their toes.
The changeup. What kind of things have you been working on with that changeup to develop it to where it is now?
Well, I've just been working on getting it down and staying through it, because usually once I get a little rattled sometimes, I'll get under it and I'll leave it up and it just come in like a BP fastball. But I've been really getting through the ball and getting over the top of it, and it's been real successful the past two games.
Let's see. Let's go back to your college days. I know you were drafted three times before you finally signed with the Blue Jays. What made you sign that fourth time once you got selected, not the first three?
Well, I figured this past time when I got drafted, I felt like I was ready to go, because, I mean, out of high school, I was just young, and I just felt like that if I would have got shelled out there, then I probably would have lost a lot of my confidence and just been a head case. And my freshman year at college, I felt still like I wasn't mature enough and ready to go yet. And then my sophomore year, I had surgery. Then, I mean, I got drafted late, and I don't know how I got drafted, but I got drafted late. And this year, I just felt like it was my time to go, and it's worked out real well for me.
You mentioned the surgery. What did you have surgery on?
I tore my labrum and rotator cuff on my right shoulder when I used to hit in high school, and I played hard, I guess. And I just tore it, and I dislocated it so many times. And then I just figured I might as well just go ahead and get it out of the way and get it fixed up. And I had two surgeries, and the first one didn't go so well, because, I mean, they just put anchors and stitches in, and I tore them out right after I got released to start throwing again, and the second time they just decided they're just going to cut me open and get it fixed that way.
You spent some time in Bluefield and Vancouver last year. What kind of things did you learn about yourself as a pitcher once you got into pro ball?
Well, I learned that you can't just blow fastballs by people, because, I mean, you actually got to pitch, and it's helped me a lot. I mean, in Bluefield, I mean, we faced good teams, but, I mean, I was still kind of throwing fastballs, and I'd get bad swings on pitches. Then when I got to Vancouver, it was a little bit more of a test, I guess, and I happened to do real well there, and then I got shut down. But, I mean, that's all it is. It's just guys that can actually play and hit, and you just got to learn how to pitch.
In Vancouver, I know that's one of the bigger cities within the Toronto organization. How was your time there, living in Vancouver and traveling with the team?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the road trips were pretty long, but, I mean, other than that, the fans were great. My host family, they were real great, and we got treated real well there. Like, I mean, we were the only baseball team there in that area, so when hockey wasn't going on, that's what they came out to watch was baseball, and they treated us real well there.
You mentioned the long road trips from Vancouver. I know we've got a couple of long road trips coming up. Do you have any tips on how to sleep and be comfortable on the bus?
Don't sit next to Kevin Patterson.
Just because he's a big guy?
Yeah, he's a big guy. But, man, I got stuck with him a couple of times, and I just laid out on the floor, so just had to get my sleep in that way.
Yeah, you were with a number of the other guys in Vancouver who are now with the Lugnuts. What's that like, kind of all moving up together?
Well, I mean, it's a great feeling because, I mean, you're kind of on the same page with everybody, and you got a couple new faces, but pretty much the whole infield and outfield are just the guys that we came from Vancouver, and, I mean, we all have great chemistry together, and we're always on the same page with everything.
Now, your changeup has looked very good, and I know a lot has been made about Justin Nicolino's changeup through Baseball America and some of the other periodicals. Have you guys talked about how you guys hold and throw your changeups?
No, not really. I mean, I've always thrown a circle change since I was a kid. So, I mean, all it really was is just that I wasn't getting through it. And, I mean, Nicolino, he's got a great changeup. And I'll watch him throw his sides when he's pitching. I'll watch him when he pitches and kind of like get like an idea of like what I should do and what I shouldn't do. So I mean we all help out each other just by watching what we do. So,
now what kind of notes have you picked up from Nicolino? Just kind of watching him and the way he goes about using his changeup in the game.
Well, I mean, he works ahead. And when he gets into a changeup count, I mean, he dominates with his changeup, and I mean, I'm trying to do. I don't like getting behind hitters, so it's definitely not a good feeling for that. But I mean, he works the counts real well, and I mean, I've learned a little bit from him just watching him, and I mean, he's a good dude to look up to, kind of like, and just watch him throw.
Now, in the off season, when you weren't playing baseball, what kind of stuff did you do?
Well, I had a personal trainer, and she's a big lady. She used to be a bodybuilder, but I work out with her, and I had a conditioning coach, and he was an Olympic track runner. So it was pretty cool having them around, and then I also had another one when I wasn't working out with him, and they're all about getting us bigger and stronger because there's me and two other guys that play ball. And I did a lot of legs and a lot of running and a lot of core work. And I was just trying to gain a little bit of weight muscle-wise and trying to keep it on for the season because it's going to be a long season.
Did you feel a difference coming into this year?
Oh, I felt a real big difference because, I mean, last year I came in, I was like 180, 190, and this year I'm at 200. So I mean, I just got a little bit more weight, and I feel a lot stronger than I did last year. Because I mean, last year in college I threw 95 innings and got the pro ball, and I threw 35, and I was dead. And now I got rest and came back this year and trying to have a really good season and stay healthy.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me, David.
No problem.